Good evening, everybody. I want to thank everyone for coming. Of course, Rabbi Goldfuss, Rabbi Kelman for arranging. You know, I don't know if anyone ever saw this picture of walking into my parents' house, at least the new house in Chicago, not the old house. There was this picture of my father in a winter coat with a very big smile on his face. It's a very beautiful picture. And, you know, I think my father... we spoke, and I'll speak about this a little bit later on, about how important it is to be happy, to be besimcha. I think my father was very matin that he should pass away on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, because really, we can't cry, and the truth is, even though it was his minhag to fast, I can't fast, and all we can do is really come together and speak about his Torah and the message and the lessons he left us. The truth is, it's very hard to be sad, because at this point, so many years later, I feel such a sense of hakaras hatov and pride that I was a son and a student of my father, and I think all my father's students feel that way. So I'd like to speak about today, actually, is the Indian of Simchas Yontif. I don't think I've heard this in shir from my father. I had a discussion with my father, I said a discussion, maybe it was a shir, but it was a shir, a personal shir, around 27 years ago, 28 years ago. It was Chol HaMoed Pesach, and my father spent a half an hour speaking to me about the Indian of Simchas Yontif. Now, we know that Sukkos and Simchas Yontif is a very, very important discussion, because Sukkos, we spend so much time many of us spend a lot of time buying Arvaminim. See, I remember my father in Chicago spending so much time with Arvaminim, just with the Dasim. In those days, the Dasim were very difficult to find kosher. Dasim Esrogim were very quick, Lovim weren't so, take so long. Aravas, Hadasim took forever. But we spent a lot of time doing Arvaminim, we built our Sukkah. And we seem to forget there's another important mitzvah, Sukkos, which is a mitzvah also on Shavuos and Pesach of Simchas Yontif. And the Vilna Gaon is known to say that it's a very, very difficult mitzvah. It's one thing to go ahead and eat some meat and drink some wine, but the Mekayim mitzvah Simcha is very one of the most difficult mitzvahs. And especially before Sukkos time, it's very important to concentrate and to focus on the mitzvah Simcha, the Svas Emes. Sefer Devarim, when he speaks about Sukkos, he mentions that Misha and the Gemara that Misha Lora Simcha Beisheva, whoever did not see Simcha Beisheva, had never experienced Simcha. And now we don't have a Simcha Beisheva, but we have to understand what was the Simcha at the Simcha Beisheva. And he goes on to say that the Simcha we have throughout the year flows from Sukkos, and therefore it's very important in Chagas Sukkos to try to understand what Simcha is all about. My father, I said 28 years ago, 27 years ago, basically dealt with the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. We know that that if someone, Rachman al-Islan, is sitting Shiva before Yontif, Yontif comes along and pushes, and basically doesn't push, ends the Shiva, or it ends the Shloshim, and the next stage of Avelis begins. The next stage of Avelis begins for someone who is Misavel or other than Imo. But you go, it will end Shiva or end Shloshim. And why is that? So the Gemara tells us number of places, one place, Maseches Moed Katan, that the Asei Deravim of Yontif, of Simcha of Yontif, pushes off the Asei Deyachar of Avelis, the Asei Deyachar of Avelis. So the Shagas Aryeh, the whole discussion amongst Rishonim, is Avelis D'Oraisa, is Avelis D'Rabbanan, and the Shagas Aryeh is very bothered to say, how can understand how a person can say that Avelis is D'Oraisa. Why? Because if Avelis is D'Oraisa, so that means that when a person, well, let's say, for example, even the first day, if a person loses a relative on Erev Sukkos, and the burial is that day, so therefore, according to the Rambam, there would be Avelis mi D'Oraisa, and Yontif comes in, the Yontif would go ahead and push off the Avelis. Why? Because Dasei D'Ravim of, Dasei D'Ravim of Simchas Yontif pushes off the Asei D'Yachar of Avelis. That's the Gemara Maseches Moed Katan. And the Shagas Aryeh is very bothered. Why? Because the Gemara seems to assume that if Simcha is D'Oraisa, if Avelis is D'Oraisa, based on that, the Simcha of Yontif on the first night Yontif pushes off the Avelis. However, the Gemara, a number of places, one the Pesachim and other places, Mesachs Mod Katan also, that points out that there really might not be a mitzvah of simcha on this Gomer Sechah Sukkah on the first night of Yom Tov. Why? Because it says Vayisa Ach Sameach. So we know that there's a chi of simcha on 7 days of Sukkot and on Shmini Atzeres. So Gemara asks Masech Sukkah, how do you know there's a mitzvah of simcha Shmini Atzeres? So it says, after all, it says 7 days of the Chag. So it says Chag HaSukkos Tachzelcha V'Samach Lei, and right next to it we juxtapose simcha V'Samach V'Chagecha. Okay, so he says, and then it says Ach Sameach. So he says, he says, if you eat Ach Sameach, what does Ach Sameach tell you? That you have to be Sameach even on the eighth night of the Chag, Shmini Atzeres, and Shmini Atzeres itself. So the Gemara asks, well, how do we know? Maybe Vayisa Ach Sameach is telling us we should have this be Simcha the first night of Sukkot. Gemara says, no. If we have a choice of being Marva Shmini Atzeres night or being Marva the first night of Sukkot, we'd rather include Shmini Atzeres night, which has Simcha before and Simcha afterwards, as opposed to including the first night of Sukkot, which does not have any Simcha Sachag beforehand. So the Gemara Mesech Sukkot and other places points out that there really is no mitzvah of Simcha on the first night of Yom Tov. And one of the reasons being, because how are you making mitzvah simcha? Mitzvah simcha is mekuyin by going on any in shalmei simcha, and it can only be machmir shalmei simcha from Yom Tov itself. So therefore, how can one be making the mitzvah of simcha on the first night of Sukkot when there are no shalmei simcha? Shmini Atzeres already, you can be because you already were machmir shalmei simcha. I would say, for example, Hoshana Rabbah. So Rosh Hashanah says, we see that the mitzvah of simcha can't be deraised on the first night of Sukkot, because the Gemara says in Masechah Sukkah that we only include Shmini Atzeres, not the first night of Sukkot. My father told me, I'm sure he said it other times this year too, but he said that we have to understand what the mitzvah of simcha is, especially according to Rambam. He says the mitzvah of simcha is twofold. Number one, the mitzvah of simcha is a person has to feel simcha. A person can eat basar, can drink wine, he can buy his wife nice clothes, can give klayos vagozin to his children, and if he doesn't feel happy, he feels sad, he missed the boat. The mitzvah of simcha is you have to actually feel mitzvah of simcha. But in addition to the mitzvah of simcha, feeling simcha, a person has an obligation also to show that he's happy. To show that he's happy. So how does a person show that he's happy? His mom, based on Mikdash, he shows he's happy by eating Shalmei Simcha. See, even though the mitzvah, the Gemara says, the mitzvah Shalmei Simcha does not apply in the first night of Yom Tov, the first night of Pesach, the first night of Sukkot, Shavuos night, says that's the mitzvah of eating Shalmei Simcha to show your happiness through the eating of Shalmei Simcha. However, the mitzvah feeling Simcha, of course, that begins with the first night of Yom Tov, and that's why Yom Tov goes in, and there are a number of riots that we know that there's Simcha on the first night of Yom Tov. For example, the Rashbam in Meseches Pesachim, what the Gemara discusses there on Daf Kuf Chas and Lebeis, various scenarios of what a person did. Let's say, for example, a person drank the Arba Kosas in one shot. You know, the Gemara says, so according to Rashbam, Rashi, you're yotzei the mitzvah of simcha. So we see there's a mitzvah of simcha on the first night of Chag, the first night of Pesach. So the Rosh Hashanah says it's talking about simcha on a rabbanon level. My father felt that from the Gemara, it seems, it's simcha on a deraisa level. So we see there's simcha the first night of Yom Tov. But what's the simcha? The simcha is a simcha to feel. And when the Gemara says there's no simcha on the first night of Yom Tov, that's the simcha to show, to express your happiness by eating shalmei simcha. However, a person can go ahead, and a person is able to experience simcha, and that simcha begins from the first night of Yom Tov, and that's why it's Doch HaVelech, which is supposed to feel the simcha. The truth is, when I heard this from my father, it was obviously it explains the Rambam. Many, many years later, I found when the Kovet Shitas Kamoi began coming out, the various Masechtas, so I found that this Yisod, in a different context, was said by Reb Chil Meperiz. Chil Meperiz asked the question, why is it that when a person is sitting Shiva, so Yom Tov is Docha the Shiva, but Shabbos is not Docha the Shiva? And Chil Meperiz says there's a basic difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because Shabbos is not a day of Simcha. Shabbos is the day of Onik. We have to enjoy ourselves by eating certain types of good food. And the truth is, the reason for that is to show that Shabbos is special. And as a matter of fact, it's not necessarily halacha that you have to eat even basar or drink wine on Shabbos, except for Kiddush, of course. You have to have something which is kosher. So, for example, a person would want on Shabbos to go ahead and to eat salmon, so then he would be in the context of covenant on Shabbos also. A person wants to eat milchiks and have yogurt, I'm not sure that would do the trick. But to eat something which is kosher is okay. So he says, because Shabbos chayev adam lisanig ba'atzmo, and you're misanig by having something good to eat, something good to drink, and another also can eat something good to eat and have something good to drink. So therefore, avelus is not a steer to Shabbos. But when it comes to yontif, So therefore, Shabbos is not push off avelus. It's counted for tshiva and there's avelus betzina. When it comes to the regalim, he says that hayni me simcha shechayiv adam l'sameach libo. He has to bring happiness to his heart. Ulahasher imenu kol aninus lei v'chol da'aga. He has to get rid of any sadness, any worry, and that's the opposite of avelus. So therefore, for that reason, we see avelus is a stira to yomtiv, because why? Because on yomtiv you have to feel happy. But in addition to feeling happy, the halacha of eating shalmi simcha is you have to express it to show you're happy. And based on this, my father explained the Rambam. The Rambam says that in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yomtiv, that even though the simcha v'samachtiv agecha is korban shlamim, however, there's bichlal that simcha. To bring happiness to everyone, everyone who's in the house, his wife, his children. What do? The ketanim, you're giving them klayos v'gozim, McDonald's, candy, nuts. And the woman konglem gadon tashidnoyim, nice clothes, nice jewelry. And the men would go ahead and they would eat basar b'shos nyayin. That's the Rambam. So and then you also have to go ahead and you have to give to eat to Yesomim and to those who are poor. I'll come back to that in a minute. So what's the idea that there's the Iker mitzvah, and then there's other ways to express the joy? Okay, in other words, the best way to express the joy is through Shalmi Simcha. However, if for some reason, like for first not a Yontif, or unfortunately, we're living bizman shame based on Mikdash. We don't have Shalmei Simcha. There are other ways to go and express the joy. And that's not the incremental way to express the joy, but the Simcha that we feel is still the same Simcha, still the same Simcha. That was the idea that my father expressed. And it's an idea that I think it wasn't just told over to me 28 years ago, but it's an idea that other Talmidim have heard of this idea too. Now, so the question is, why is it that a person trying to think what my father would have said, this part I didn't hear from my father, why is it a person has to express his joy? Why isn't it enough for a person to go ahead and to just be happy inside? Why is that? So thinking that sometimes a person might not realize that they're happy. People walk around and, they're trying, this I actually heard from my father, they actually, they're trying to find happiness, right? And they go to all the wrong places. And they really have to look inside of them and see what they have and see, maybe deep down, we truly are happy. I did hear my father say the entertainment business is a multi-million dollar business. Today they would probably say it's a multi-billion dollar business. Everyone is trying to entertain themselves. And he would say, and no one's happy! No, it doesn't work. That's what you should say. No one's happy. I said, we have to look inside ourselves and see what we have in life and realize we really are happy. So now we go and we say, well, and how do we do that? So we express ourselves in certain ways. And by expressing our happiness in certain ways, we realize, wow, we are happy. So when a person goes ahead and eats Shalmei Simcha, what's he doing? When a person eats Shalmei Simcha, what he's really doing is he's going ahead and he's saying, okay, I'm able to eat Mishulchan Gavoa. I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that should make a person the most happy. They have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And therefore, and once a person goes ahead and looks into himself, and once he looks into himself, he sees that I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by eating the Shalmei Simcha, he'll realize, I really have a reason to be happy. Whatever is going on in my life, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And that's the Iker way. There's sometimes we can't do it. The first night of Yom Tov. So then there are other ways. And what are the other ways? The other ways that we express our happiness is, for example, the Sameach. So my father used to speak about what the Simcha of the Rambam speaks about in Perek Vav, Halach Yad Zayin, that a person who would go ahead and when he's Mesameach and Yontif, he goes ahead and he closes the door and he eats and drinks with his wife, his sons, his family, and he doesn't feed and drink taniyim and those who are bitter and those who are unfortunate. Einzu simchas mitzel is simchas kreisel. This is why people think that eating makes them happy. Eating doesn't make people happy. Maybe eating helps people, meet out the frustrations. Doesn't make people happy. But when you go ahead and you're mesameach, somebody who is unfortunately embittered, someone who's poor, who's unfortunate, I was mesameach somebody. That brings true simcha. I don't know if anyone here, I'm sure my father mentioned a number of times, anyone here remembers my father Shurim, he would always, not always, when he would speak about simcha, he would quote from the book The Idiot. I don't know if anyone remembers and he says about this person that once was very, very depressed, and he decided, this is what my father told, I never read the book, my father read the book, and he would tell over the story. This person was very depressed, he decided he was going to go kill himself. So he decided he's going to go ahead, he's going to buy a pistol, he's going to kill himself. And he was walking home, he was walking to the store to buy a pistol, right? And all of a sudden this little girl says, excuse me, sir. And I remember being outside, the person was saying, leave me alone, can't you see I'm busy? He says, no, I need your help. Leave me alone, it's so busy. Something very important to do. And he said, sir, my mother is very, very sick, and the doctor says she has to take a certain medicine. And if I don't give the doctor the money of the medicine, my mother's going to die. And I can't open the bottle. I'm too young, and my mother is too sick. Please come into my apartment, my house, and open the bottle and give my mother the medicine. He says, what can you do? He says, a poor girl. Okay, so he says, he'll put his plans to buy the pistol on hold for a few minutes, and he'll go, and he'll take care. He walks inside the house. He gives her a medicine, and once a year, sides her in the Bachar Chol and speaks to her. And, and she says, thank you so much. You saved my life, and you stayed to speak to me. You're such a wonderful person. You did so much for me. And he walked out of the house. He didn't go buy the pistol. Why? Because he felt good about himself. Because when you accomplish something, you feel, wow, there's something that I really can do. I feel like I'm important. And that's the idea of simcha according to the Rambam. And the point is to express your simcha in certain ways. To go ahead and then maybe also to express the simcha of going ahead and a sameach, a banav, a bnei beso, a ishto, to realize how important family is. Right? And that should bring simcha. A person that's family, that should bring simcha. When a person has family, that should bring simcha. And that's why you have to do all these things. So obviously, the ikar simcha is to realize you have a kadosh baruch hu. And that's expressed through eating shalom simcha. And eating shalom simcha, you realize, I have that simcha. I have that accomplishment. And then, afterwards, other ways, and according to Lashon, the Rambam, other things, bichlalos is simcha. It's my sameach b'nei beiso, to realize how important family is, and to realize the accomplishments that you can, you have simcha because you can actually accomplish something, you've actually done something in your life, and even something little which you might even pay attention to, but you realize, wow, I made someone feel better. That brings true simcha. And the reason why you have to express it, because if you don't express it, you won't realize that you are really happy. It's so important for us to know that we are happy. And before I conclude, I would just say that in terms of my father inspiring me and the simcha that he felt, there's no question that he felt a certain simcha because he felt a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether through his devotion to mitzvahs, to learning, there was once after he had the stroke. So So the first half a year after he had the stroke, he didn't feel any sensation, any pain. Then he used to say, you know, he used to say that he didn't feel any pain. And then the pain, the sensation came back with a vengeance. And there was a certain period of time where my father was in tremendous pain. It was intolerable. And I remember one Shabbos, after my father's stroke, a lot of my father's Talmidim would come to my father's house after davening on Shabbos, and they would sit and they would talk, the very Torah, what's going on. And there was a period of a few weeks where my father was in tremendous pain. I remember a certain Talmud, I don't want to say his name, asked my father, said, Rebbe, it's not like you to complain so much. He said, which is true. He says, I'll tell you, he says, he quoted the Gemara, Maseches Brachos, the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Nasi had all this pain. He says, I don't want the schar, I don't want the yisurim. My father says, you have a tain on me? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said the same thing. How can Rabbi Yehuda Nasi say, I don't want the schar, I don't want the yisurim? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. I think he quoted the Marsha. Marsha says, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi could deal with the pain. But when it was impossible for Rabbi Yehuda Nasi to learn, that's when he complained. He says, the pain is so difficult. The pain is so difficult, right? How can I not complain? Because my father realized what was special was Leishan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he couldn't learn, he felt on some level Leishan was lacking. And, you know, he pointed it out to us, to the children, to the students. It was so important to have Leishan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, that being said, there was Bechlal, that Simcha, other Simchas. And even though that's what brought Simcha and that was important, he didn't ignore what also brought Simcha. But it also brought Simcha to his life. So we speak about Mesamech Umlolim Mari Nefesh. That's a Dover Poshet. Okay? Anyone who walked into my house, alright? When I was growing up, after I left the house, it was like, you know, my parents, and I'm not talking about back the students came, I'm not talking about it was all, I want to get into stories. You know, a lot of the characters in Chicago used to come hang out in my parents' house, and they felt like they biased and they felt good. And by the way, it was obviously, I have to say, it was my father and mother together. It was my father and mother together. But the family also is important. So I'll leave you with, I'll tell you a story and then we'll finish the show. I'll conclude with a certain idea. That one time my father was asked to be a scholar in residence in California. California, I think it was Los Angeles. And he flew out to California, and I think it was a long weekend. So I guess he arrived on a Wednesday evening, and he was going to give shir on Thursday night, and then obviously Shabbos and Sunday. And Thursday, everyone was at work, so he had the day to learn. He told me the story when he came back, and, you know, it's only years later, I appreciate why he told it to me. And he said that Thursday morning he went to Davin, and after Minyan, he was at Balabai Septim, where he was staying. He said, listen, Rabbi Soloveitchik, he says, I'll tell you, there's no shir. But I bought two tickets to Disneyland. So he said, two to Disneyland, right? So my father said to him, you know, it's okay, I think I'll enjoy more staying and learning today. I need to learn. When he came home that week, I forgot, I must have been, either I was 11 or 12. I don't think I was 13. So I was 11 or 12. He came home. He told me the story. And he said to me, and, you know, he used to call me Chaimke. He says, if you would have been there with me, I would have taken a day off to go and spend a day in Disneyland. Now, if you think about it, my father was so usuk and Limud HaTorah. When I was 1 year old, I didn't appreciate the sacrifice that what that was. My father spent a day in Disneyland. Why did he tell me? Because he wanted me to know how devoted he was to the family. Because the family brought him a lot of simcha. That's the idea of simcha. I think just to finish off, I started off by asking, what's the special Zman Simchaseinu of Sukkos? After all, we go into the sukkah. What's the idea of sukkah? Simchas Beshu'eva, my father, an idea about. And we know that Sukkos ends off. We live at the base of Migdash, Yofi Lucham Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is beautiful. Why is Mizbeach? Because we walk around the Mizbeach. Why is it so beautiful? So, with your permission, if I could actually conclude with an idea that I heard from my mother. So, my mother, I'm not sure how old I was, we were once sitting and speaking, and she told me pshat about a Gemara at the end of Maseches Gittin. Now, I was like, by the way, I actually said over this last part a number of years ago at a Semper Vishueva in Ramat Beit Shemesh. And people were shocked that how could you quote your mother? Right? And half of Rav says to me, I can't believe you quoted your mother. Anyone knew my mother? No, it's not so strange for me to quote my mother. Right? Gemara says, I'm the Sechaz Gittin, someone's Megarish Ishto Rishona. Says, the Mizbeach is more than most. The Mizbeach cries. My mother said to me, why does Mizbeach cry? I started suggesting, I'll tell you why the Mizbeach cries. Because the Mizbeach represents sacrifice, giving up on certain things. And a lot of times, not all the time, a lot of time a marriage falls apart. Where did it start? Because one spouse did not want to be mevater, give up on this, not give up on that. Could be opening and closing window. And all of a sudden it blows up in something very big. And this Mizbeach, you can bring karbonos, but if you don't understand what it means to give up on something, you don't understand the whole idea. And, you know, sukkahs, we go ahead and we go into the sukkah. And no matter how beautiful the sukkah is, we're giving up on something. It's not the same as the house. The air conditioning isn't the same. You live in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is beautiful. Ramat Beit Shemesh is somewhat hotter than Yerushalayim. It's not the same. You're lying on a mattress. It's not the same as a regular bed. Sometimes you have bugs. You're being mevater. But you go in and you realize, okay, so I gave up on this. But do you realize how beautiful I have, my beautiful family, the fact that I'm the time of mitzvah, Shem Chodesh Baruch Hu. We understand the beauty of giving up for the things, because once you give up on certain things, you realize it's not so important. You realize what's important in life. And that's the true simcha. And my father explained, that's the simcha of Simcha Shoeva. You pour the water. The base necessity of life. So you don't have the luxury. The base necessity you have to be the sameach. That's why it's a simcha v'shuva, a simcha sukkis. The simcha v'shuva, simcha sukkis is the simcha where you realize what you have. Lashon Hakadosh Baruch Hu, wonderful family, the basic necessities. And once you have that, you understand what real simcha is, and the simcha flows from sukkis. I started off the shir by speaking about this wonderful picture hanging at the entrance of my parents' house, my father smiling, and that was he came in. From New York, he had a winter coat on, and he was just so happy to be home because he realized home is a very big bracha. That's the true simcha, sukkis, and we have to feel the simcha and we have to express it, because once we express it, we'll realize we have it, and we'll realize what we need to be happy, and how really happy we really should be, because we have all the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and we just have to appreciate it. Thank you everybody for coming, and Mardim L'Simcha.